You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, let's shift the focus from the mining industry and look at the retail industry, the textile industry, quite an important one also for South Africa. It hasn't been in the best shape, and it is a key focus area for the government right now in terms of turnaround and seeing how things can be improved to manufacture a lot more clothing and shoes and textiles here in the country, as well as creating a lot more jobs. Foreign participation, obviously quite important in that regard, which is why today's story, or this particular story, is quite interesting. Just regarding H&M, the foreign retailer, I think many of us have bought one or two items from H&M since they came into the country. But they've announced a interesting partnership in which they will be collaborating with a local illustration studio called Ye Abe, and some interesting fashion pieces that they will be creating through this collaboration that I do believe starts as soon as next month in terms of being able to buy the clothing. But we've got Caroline Nelson, who's the country manager for H&M South Africa, joining us for more on the story. Caroline, thanks so much for your time. Just talk to us about this collaboration, why it is happening now, and what it does mean for local companies, particularly this local illustration studio that you've partnered with.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for that great introduction, and very happy to hear that you've bought a few things from us. Hopefully you can also buy something from this collection. So, yeah, this is a very cool collaboration, actually. And it's a project that we initiated to support small business owners and promote local design industry within South Africa. And, you know, this is our third local collaboration, but this is our first print design collaboration. And it's been such an exciting project for us to work on. It's, of course, like I mentioned, it's to support small business owners. But what we've really seen with this particular collaboration is it's just so inspiring. It really speaks to the local South African customer. It's been so cool to collaborate with a Cape Town boy, as he describes himself, Russell, and the work between us, and being able to both have a creative design that's done here in South Africa, but also to be able to print with a local design printer has been just, yeah, amazing. And we're so excited to bring it. So it'll be June 2nd, and it's in select stores. And really, this collaboration is about gratuity and reciprocating appreciation. So it very much is in line with the South African ethos and how people are so thankful for what they have and thankful towards each other too.
No, for sure. And it's also about supporting small businesses, as you did say. And so our government is really looking to reverse some of the wrongs that were done to the textile industry, perhaps self-inflicted wrongs, and perhaps some that were beyond its control in terms of other countries, China mainly, developing their manufacturing industries a lot more, such that they were able to do and produce a lot more at cheaper costs, and, you know, thus bring a lot of those clothes and have many retailers using their facilities as opposed to manufacturing locally. And I'd like to understand from H&M's point of view, as you do look at our textile and clothing industry, and just compared to what you are seeing everywhere else in the world, where are the areas in which we can improve to perhaps allow for further collaborations like the one we're talking about right now between yourselves and Ye Abe, and also perhaps allow our textile and clothing industry to grow a lot more?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and I could probably talk for hours about this, actually. I've spent a lot of time looking into this in the last time, and there is a big plan for the country, like you mentioned, in terms of bringing the textile industry back into the forefront. But there is a lot of work to do, from your point. And this is why for us it's important to do some small collaborations that really we can focus in on really giving, you know, really great quality, price, and fashion in a sustainable way. And so I think the biggest, where I see massive improvement in the industry, in the textile industry over the last 2 years within South Africa, there is still a big opportunity to be able to do clothing production in a sustainable way. So using reusable fabrics or organic cotton, for example, making sure that everything can be recycled and used again. And this is the biggest growth area, I think, in the industry. And I think if the textile industry can embrace that more future thinking way of producing in South Africa, then the sky is the limit. So that's one of the bigger gaps, but there's a lot of people out there who are doing amazing work to try and improve on that. And this is where, for us, it's important as we are in this space to do things small to try and support the industry as it grows in the right direction.
All right. Caroline, I mean, looking forward to further conversations with you just regarding sustainable fashion. I think every industry has its role to play in doing things more sustainably and ensuring that, you know, we still have a planet Earth to live in. But we'll leave it there for now, ma'am. Caroline Nelson, Country Manager of H&M South Africa, just talking about their collaboration with a local illustration studio, their third collaboration with a local company. Hopefully more such collaborations to come.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.